Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The federal government is now just 1 week away from a possible shutdown as hard-right Republicans in the House continue to demand major concessions before agreeing to fund continuing operations of the government. And NPR's Ron Elving says at least a few Republicans continue to put pressure on House leadership by refusing to move funding efforts forward.
It certainly appears that at least a few of them really do. And that's all it's going to take, given the narrow margin of control. This week, the hardcore resistors were voting against anything and everything that had been negotiated, whether it was between the parties or just among the leaders in their own party. Their aim is to fundamentally change what the federal government does, not just how it does it.
The deadline for a shutdown is next Friday at midnight. The House will not reconvene until just a few days before that deadline. At the United Nations Saturday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Ukraine's peace plan for ending the war with Russia is unrealistic. As Linda Fasula reports, Moscow's foreign minister made his remarks to the UN General Assembly and also at a news conference later in the day.
Sergei Lavrov told reporters that Ukraine's proposed 10-point peace plan is, quote, completely not feasible and not possible to implement. He warned that the war would be settled on the battlefield if Ukraine and its allies, including the U.S., insist on the plan. Lavrov also said that Western countries, through their support to Ukraine, have effectively entered into direct fighting against Moscow. Meanwhile, at the UN on Tuesday, President Biden said the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand with Ukraine as it defends its sovereignty. Lavrov also characterized the U.S. as an empire of lies and said the West is doing all it can to prevent formation of a genuine multipolar world order. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass in the French port city of Marseille on Saturday as he wrapped up a two-day visit to the European country. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, tens of thousands of people turned out to hear his message to treat migrants more kindly.
Pope Francis specifically chose Marseille for his message. The 2,000-year-old Mediterranean city was founded by the Phoenicians and built by waves of migration.
Grazie, Santo Padre. Marseille. Et avec elle, toute la France.
The Pope said European nations must do more to help migrants. He said those risking their lives at sea are not invading, they are seeking a welcome. The Pope's visit comes amidst a surge of migrant boats from North Africa arriving on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. Far-right politicians across the continent are exploiting the situation as the EU seems unable to come up with a cohesive plan. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
And you're listening to NPR News. A black high school student's family in Houston has filed a civil rights lawsuit after being suspended from school for his hairstyle. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
The lawsuit was filed against Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton after Daryl George was suspended from a Houston school in late August. Officials said George's dreadlocks violated the school's dress code. The suit, filed in a Houston federal court, claims that the state of Texas failed to enforce the Crown Act, a new law that prohibits racial discrimination based on hairstyles. The family's attorney said in the lawsuit that the student should be permitted to wear his hair in the manner in which he wears it because the so-called neutral grooming policy has no close association with learning or safety and, when applied, disproportionately impacts black males. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Former President Jimmy Carter and First Lady Rosalynn Carter attended the annual Peanut Festival in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia on Saturday. The 98-year-old Carter has lived longer than any U.S. president after leaving office. In February, he entered hospice care after cancer had spread to his liver and his brain. In a stunning comeback, the number 6 Ohio State Buckeyes scored as time expired Saturday night to beat number 9 Notre Dame 17-14. The Fighting Irish had dominated much of the last quarter, but the Buckeyes drove most of the field to set up the final touchdown run by Chip Trayanum for the win. Number 4 Florida State, meanwhile, needed a second-half rally to beat Clemson 31-24. And out west, Carini Reed turned an interception for a touchdown, and Langdon King had a TD catch. For number 11 Utahs, the Utes beat UCLA with a stifling defensive performance 14-7. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.